Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. We got a lot going on. Of course, we'll do all the NFL preview and picks coming up this hour. 10-0 Washington leads Oregon as they're about 14 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Washington, as you heard us yelling at the end of the last break, basically Penix missed a touchdown to the kid. Threw a great move on the guy. And now Oregon, Joe, look out. Here we go. Off to the races here, out to the 30. So I think, is that the first down they've picked up, Joe?
Yes.
I think that might be the first down at Bo Nix. So Nix and the Duck offense have gotten out to a very sluggish start here. There's no points so far for them, but now they have a first down, and we'll see if they can continue to move down the football field. Quick throws, too, Joe. Quick throws and bad tackling by the Huskies. And on the next play, the same thing, but they only get 7 or 8 yards.
You know what? This is not. I'm on such a delay that you're giving the play-by-play.
And meanwhile, tied 21 up, Liberty and New Mexico State, as they're about to start the second half in that Conference USA championship game. So that's where we're sitting, Joe. That live total in Oregon, Washington's 57.5. Too. So.
Great.
Well, Joe, I mean, you didn't think you were going to win by a shutout, did you? I'm going to shut them out. Welcome to all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. Lots to do this hour. NFL picks and preview. Preview and picks for Week 13 on Sunday, Pain Day. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Great week of NFL action, baby. We got a little bit of a taste on Thursday night. Maybe it's an over week.
You know, it's interesting you say that, and I guess we should acknowledge for all the listeners who listen to us, you know, bash each other every week about who ruined this and who ruined the SGP and who ruined that. That was the... You know, that's the fun games that I was talking about for the last few days that I won on primetime. I want games that are 41-35. I want games where stars are scoring touchdowns. I want games with 10 touchdowns in them, Joe. Like, that's what we want. I mean, DK Metcalf, 3 touchdowns. Lamb with some touchdowns. Pollard with a touchdown. Charbonnet touchdown. That's the stuff that I want, Joe. That's what we need in primetime games.
That's
just like
exactly
that.
What we need, and we actually hit it, baby. We hit our game.
Hit it, baby. First time this year. It took us 13 weeks.
Doesn't matter.
And we hit one.
We brought home the home.
And look, because they're so juicy, now we're, even though we've only hit one out of the 13 weeks, we're ahead. We are ahead. What we put in, and we still have a few weeks to go to hit another one. We get another one, Joe, next week. Isn't next week's game on Thursday awful?
Yeah.
Probably. I feel we go back to the really tough watches next week. Who is it next week? Patriots Steelers.
Oh.
What's the total? They got to have a look at a number on that. What's the total in that game? 35, Joe. 35 Patriots Steelers on Thursday night.
Unbelievable.
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. I guess they couldn't get rid of that one, huh? Couldn't flex that one out. God, that's a bad game. All right, Joe. We're going to get into, of course, all the games for this week, and we'll do our picks at the end. Let's start. We obviously know there's one game that kind of stands above them all this week when we talk about Sunday's slate, and that is the Niners and the Eagles in Philadelphia at the Link, rematch of last year's NFC title game. We've had a little offseason trash talk. You know, you had Hargrave leave the Eagles and go to the Niners, so he's on that squad now. We've got a lot of injuries for Philadelphia, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Jalen Hurts is playing at no doubt about it, MVP level. Exciting game, Joe, that I know a lot of people are looking forward to.
Yeah, and again, you know, we've talked about this on Coast to Coast. Saw it a little in regards to, you know, the line movement. But, you know, the perception is that San Francisco is the 10-1 overall team. Better coach, better positions, better quarterback, and that's why they're a 2.5-point favorite. But again, you know, we talk about it all the time. I don't believe there's a position outside of running back and tight end and maybe the secondary that San Fran has the advantage in. I don't think Purdy's better than Hurts. I don't think Ayuk and Samuel are better than Brown and Smith. I don't think San Fran's offensive line is better than the Eagles' offensive line. And I don't think the front seven is better than Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, and Sweat and that crew. So I'm going to go with the Eagles. I like Nick Sirianni in the spot. And everybody thinks about rematch and, you know, they got this game circled. Well, guess what? You know, I believe the Eagles have this game circled as well. They're tired of hearing how good the San Francisco 49ers are, not getting any credit. All they do is win, baby. Give me the Eagles plus the points outright as well.
Yeah, and then you got, you know, well, if Purdy didn't get hurt last year and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? He did get hurt.
He did get hurt, and Jalen Hurts did account for 4 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. So until Brock Purdy does that, don't talk to me.
Joe says, shut it down. I don't want to hear anything about it. Shut it down, as far as I'm concerned. this total, 47.5. I definitely see a world, Joe, where this game can maybe get a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, on the surface, it feels like a blue-collar type of football game, and you're going to have the type of weather, apparently, that's going to make it a blue-collar type of football game. But honestly, Joe, I don't know. I mean, we had that kind of weather last week in Philly against the Bills, and that didn't seem to slow anybody down.
No, but I think it's a different game plan, right? I think this game is going to be maybe like, you know, 28-17 Philly. I think something like that. I think, you know, maybe right under the number. I think it's an uglier type of game. I don't think the Niners are going to go up and down the field like everybody thinks. I think they're going to have a very difficult time running on that front seven.
They got right now for Sunday 55 degrees, cloudy with periods of rain, areas of dense fog, chance of rain 80%, rainfall around 1/4 inch, 5 to 10 mph winds. So I know one thing. The Eagles have played in wet weather the last 2 weeks, Joe. Kansas City and against the Bills. Both games pouring. So I'm not too concerned about that. That's for sure. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Let's roll through some of these here for Sunday in the NFL. Me and you have had a lot of back and forth with the Charger-Patriot game this week. It's going to look great on the screen. I don't think there's going to be anything else great about it, but it's going to look great on the screen with the Pat Patriot Reds and the all-whites Chargers that they're going to wear. So minus 5.5 for L.A. Brandon Staley and the crew is a road favorite. Never something that you want to be involved with. 40.5 is the total. Nobody has any idea who Bill Belichick's going to play at quarterback on Sunday. But, Joe, will it really matter? No.
No, they're going to get smashed. Again, Justin Herbert is going to put up about 280 to 300 yards. I know the MO, the Chargers always charge it, but you got a sinking ship, and all the rats are starting to leave Bill Belichick's perch. All the rats, they're starting to jump off one by one. That defense is going to implode. I mean, Bill O'Brien's like, why did I get involved in this mess? I got nobody. He's like, he's got high school kids as basically wide receivers there. You can get any high school receiver to duplicate the type of productivity that you have out of that group. Give me a break. Bailey Zappi, please. It's going to smash them. They're going to win this ball game by double digits.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that the Chargers are going to win this game.
Yourself. You're going to be kicking yourself that you bet the Patriots.
I didn't say that I was actually going to do that. This is what I think is going to happen in the game. I think the Chargers are going to win, but it's going to be some ugly game where the Patriots will cover the 5.5. I like the under, too, Joe. Under 40.5. Okay. This will be one of these ugly games.
When's the last time Belichick has been a 6.5-point underdog at home?
Yeah, I mean, he has been, I think, a couple times this year because you remember the Bills were in there. They've had a couple teams this year.
Right, they covered the 8.5, right?
They did. They won the game outright. They won the game outright.
I love the Chargers.
I mean, they've had some other teams in there.
Who else did they play? I'm trying to think.
What was the Dolphin line when they were in there on that Sunday night game?
7.5.
I guess it wasn't that big. Was it 7.5? Yeah.
I think it was 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what happens, Joe. When you're a 2-9 football team, even at home, you're going to be getting points, you know, especially when you have absolutely no offense whatsoever.
No, but that's kind of how it goes. 7.5. I think they were 4-point dogs or something. Wasn't the Dolphins like a field goal? Could be wrong about that.
That was week 2. I have my notes here, Joe. If you give me a moment.
Dolphins covered. I know that.
Yeah, well, they won by 7. The number that night, Joe, was. Where is it here? I thought that I had it here. I'll find it, Joe. Don't you worry.
All right.
Don't you worry. I'll find it. Next for you, the Cardinals visit the place the Steelers play to take on the Steelers. Steelers minus 5.5, 41.5 is the total here. The Steeler offense had over 400 yards for the first time since before they hired Matt Canada last week. Last week was the first game since they fired Matt Canada.
I think the game goes over. I lean to the Steelers, but I think their offense could put up some points, and I think Arizona could actually put up some points with Kyler. I don't think they win or cover, but I think the over 40.5 comes through.
That was I'm seeing 2.5s and 3s for that game. I think it was a 3 for the Patriot-Dolphin game, Joe.
Okay.
When Dolphins were road favorites by 3 that week 2 in Foxborough. I like the Steelers as well, Joe. I think they cover this number handily. I think this is one of these weeks where I know that most of these Steeler games are ugly, no matter who they play, but the Cards suck. And we got a little excited about Murray the first. We need the Cards to lose, of course. But we had a couple of weeks there where we got a little nervous when Murray first came back that maybe the Cardinals were going to be in the mix. And then since then, like, they lost even more guys. And then they got destroyed by the Rams at home. I'm not having it, Joe. I think this is a game where the Steelers, especially, and they have a short week. You know, Steelers are playing on Thursday night. We just said against New England. I think they're going to be able to take care of business here. It's like a nice, crisp, clean 24-7 like type of thing. You think they're going to go over 41.5, so you think there's going to be some more points. But
I do. I think you continue the momentum, right? You don't want to stop that with Kenny Pickett. Why do you want to stop it? They put up 400 yards of offense. You keep that train rolling.
I don't disagree, Joe, but I just don't know if Arizona's going to score. to keep it,
I mean,
to get it over.
Turn Kyler over, can't they?
I think we can get the Pittsburgh side of the contribution, but I don't think that we'll be able to get the Arizona side.
So you think it's looking like more like 24-7?
24 says 27-10. I mean, 27-10 is pretty close to 41.5, but 27-7, somewhere like that. I don't think the Cardinal offense is going to do much in this game, and it's going to be wet, which, you know, Arizona's not really used to stuff like that. I think it's going to be a tough day for them all around. I don't even want to be involved in the total, Joe. I'm willing to just lay the 5.5 with the Steelers, and that's going to be good enough for me. Look out!
I saw it. I know it.
Look out, Joe.
Look out. Shot out of a cannon.
Out of a cannon, baby. Shot out of a cannon. Another game me and you have been kind of back and forth with all week is this Colt-Titan game in Nashville. Colts minus 1.5, 42.5 is the total. I keep telling you about how the Titans haven't lost a game at home this year in Nashville, how Vrabel as a home dog is so good. I've been giving you all the juice for the Titans this week.
Yeah, I love the Colts, and I love Gardner Minshew in regards to everything. I do. And we talked about the weakness of Tennessee. It's the secondary. We saw Trevor Lawrence attack them over the top. We've seen multiple quarterbacks have success on Tennessee in terms of the secondary. And I know Minshew, back-to-back games, 194 and 128. I think he breaks out. I think they have a huge performance. You want to lean to the over, possibly. But I think it's Indy or bust for me, a short number, and I'm on Minshew over 232 and a hook.
You're on Minshew. That's right. You mentioned that there in Coast to Coast on Friday. You do like Minshew there in that spot. Amir, we're going to be opposite on this. I'm going to stick with the Tennessee at home. Going to grind the game down, a Vrabel type of game. Going to be ugly, 16-13, somewhere in that realm. But I think they're going to be able to pull it out at home, Joe. That's kind of the lean that I have to that one. I think a good game for Derrick Henry as well. You saw him maybe get going a little bit last week, 2 touchdowns against the Panthers. You got a team in that's given up a lot of points this year. Why not, Joe? Let's try to get it. You're going to be on the other side. So you're on the other side. Are we going to be heads up on that game with the picks?
Probably. I mean, I feel good about it. I like the Colts, but I'll decide when the time
is right. Since I only have like less than a minute, let's find a game that's only worth like a minute worth of time. We should have saved the Patriots and the Chargers for this. No, I want to. We got some things to discuss in that game. Panthers Bucks, Joe. About Panthers Bucks with Bryce Young in the offense trying to bust back out.
In that game, I probably would take the points with the Panthers now that they trimmed the fat.
Trim the fat. You take the that they trim the fat. I like that, Joe.
All I needed to hear was that Reich didn't want to run the RPO because he didn't want to give any type of game plan that's to Bryce Young's strengths. What a moron. Yeah. What a moron.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Getting you set for NFL Week 13 here. We'll have the picks next segment. We're running through a couple of these games. Detroit visits the Saints, Joe. Lions minus 4.5 off the home loss on Thanksgiving to the Packers. 47 flat the total. The Saints last week were kicking field goals all day. They actually moved the football up and down the field against Atlanta. They just couldn't score, and they settled for field goals. They also had one possession where Hill fumbled at like the 10, which absolutely killed them. So they got, and they're 5-6 now too. And you know the Falcons are going to beat the Jets, which we'll get to in a moment. But look out! What we got there. You with me, Joe? No good. I think we got to get Joe's mic cooking back here for us. As I can't, just Joe. Am I right there, Matthias? We got a problem with Joe's mic. So we'll hear Joe in a minute here. What is going on there? Look out. He's right. So we'll get Joe back in a moment here. Lions minus 4.5 with the Saints. here. And four, flat 47 total. I like the Lions in this game, and I like the over. I think the Saints will be able to score a couple of points here and make it in interesting. But I think the Lions will get into the 30s, even against a pretty decent Saint defense for that one. We also have coming up on Sunday, Dolphins and Washington in Landover. Minus 9.5 for Miami. 49.5 the total in this game for us. I think Miami's going to absolutely blast them here. Absolutely blast them in this one. I think you're going to get a little bit of a bust out. Tua has made some mistakes the last few weeks, and I think he bounces back in a big way. Rivera chopped basically the entire defensive staff and did not look good whatsoever. It could be tricky with the weather, but I think that they're going to be able to get things done here. 49.5 is tough in this aspect. Washington has had some weeks where you think that they're going to be able to score some points, but they got blasted by the Cowboys last week, and I think I have Joe back. I think I have Joe back. Joe, are you back with me? No. There's a no for Joe. Don't have Joe back. So I don't know if Matias hears Joe or not, but I don't hear Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yet. So we'll see. We'll get, there he is. Now I think I have Joe. Or do I have Matias? I don't know which one that I have right there. Okay, Matias. Thank you so much. He's getting Joe right now. So 49.5. I'm on the over for that game, and I'm laying the 9.5 with Miami. I think that they can get themselves into the 30s. I only need – it's kind of like what I wanted with Seattle the other night. I think I only need 17 to 20 for them to contribute to this over. Joe, you with me now?
Me?
Nope. No good. Now we got him. There he is. What happened to you, Joe?
I don't know. Technical difficulties, I guess. Can you hear me now?
Man. Yes, we're good, Joe. We're good to go. I started with the Saints and the Lions, which I'm sure I know you're very interested in.
I think they smashed them. I kept saying I think they smashed them.
Yeah, but you weren't there, Joe. See, that's the thing. Nobody heard you.
Well, do they hear me now?
Now they hear you, Joe.
Smashed them.
Now they hear you. They think you smash them. So there you go. So you're laying it with Detroit. No problem
whatsoever. I'm laying it. I think D.A. is absolutely gutless. Derek Carr calls him D.A. I think Derek Carr is gutless. Have no problem moving the football between the 30s. Get inside the red zone. They start to shake. That's D.A.
I could see that. I think they're actually going to score a little bit just because I've been kind of down on the Lion D the last few weeks, Joe.
Yeah, but I think I'm down on the Saints D now. I don't know. I feel like they're starting.
Believe me. I don't think that they're slowing the Lions down. I don't think that that's going to happen. But that's why I like this total. I think that we can get 17 to 24 maybe from New Orleans, and the Lions can get in the 30s. So that's where I think we can get this total.
Corbett, I just feel like give me the rock on fourth and an inch. I think I could get it.
That's how good you're feeling right now?
I'm just feeling good. I feel like I would sell out on fourth and an inch. Just give it to me.
And then I rolled into the Dolphin Commander game. I'm laying the 9.5, Joe, and I think that maybe
Ron
Washington
Rivera
can help us out to get us over 49.
Ron
You're on Rivera Washington.
Sucks.
I called you gutless the other day for saying that to me.
No, but Rivera's terrible. I'm taking the point.
He's terrible, but you're backing him.
Well, because I don't think anybody's going to back him. So, and crazy things happen in Landover. Crazy things, Carver. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah, I don't think anything really crazy happens there.
I mean, could you see, like, Miami winning, like, 31-27 and, like Sam Howell throwing for, like, 300?
So you like the over better than well, you want, you like the 9.5.
Well, because you told me it's a wet track, so I don't want to play the total. I just want to take the...
Wind is all that matters, Joe. Wind is all that matters. There's no wind. As long as there's no wind, these guys can still throw.
Yeah, but it's wet. You think Tyreek Hill's going to have a huge game?
I've seen Tyreek Hill play in games with rain before. He'll be all right.
Cheetah?
Cheetah not going to be a problem. I've seen Waddle play in games with rain before. He's going to be all right. Nothing to worry about, Joe. Everybody's going to be okay. This Bronco-Texan game is another one that me and you are probably going to be smashing heads on. Russ, 6-5. The Texans 6-5 with Stroud. So they're not going to have Schultz, but it looks like Tank Dell will be in there, Joe.
No, if Dell's in there, but Nico Collins. I think Stroud. Stroud's probably has a light number, right? Like 240.
I can tell you that right now if you give
me
a moment.
What Stroud's number is, because they're averaging 280 per game.
261.
All right, that's light. I'm going to take it. I think he smashes them. I think Stroud breaks out with a 300-yard performance.
And meanwhile,
you, no way, I don't think Russ could keep up.
They're when was the last time Russ threw over 200?
I think it's six games ago.
His number's 221.
Mm.
Is that they think you're going to be down and you're going to be throwing? Like, what's the
tempo?
What's the angle there?
I mean, think about Trevor Lawrence. His total in that ball game was like 242 and a half. And he threw for 364 on that defense.
I'm on the Broncos with the half, Joe. Now, it got to three early on Friday.
Right.
And now it's back to 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5, I like Denver. If it was a flat three, Joe, I probably don't want it.
You see, after last week, don't you feel like the Texans like aren't going to get as much love? They laid three. Didn't they catch a point and a half, and they didn't step up against Jacksonville? Now they have one of the hottest teams in the country in the NFL. I'm thinking I'm talking college, but one of the hottest teams in the NFL in Denver, and now they're laying 3.5. You don't think that's a sucker's bet? Sucker?
I think the total's the thing that surprises me the most with the 47.5. But I guess these Texan games have been fast and loose.
Every game, I mean, it's been like
fast and loose. That's kind of how they've been operating. I've got 65% of the money on Denver, 62% of the bets on Denver.
I like the Texans.
Joe Poe,
keep going, guy. Walk around with your nightstick. That's it.
I know Matias sold us the other day, and the Falcons are going to smash the Jets.
Oh, these Falcons.
No Matias, problem.
Don't talk to me if the Falcons lose to a gutless Tim Boyle and the Jets. Like, really, you have nothing to say about Arthur Smith. As good as that victory was over the Saints, if they lose to the Jets, I don't want to hear anything. Am I wrong? You can't lose to Tim Boyle.
177.5 is Boyle's number. But amazingly, Desmond Ritter's number is 174.5.
You want to take Kyle Pitts in this game? What do you think his number is?
Kyle Pitts is 30.5.
Oh, come on.
How about the alts, Joe? 40 at plus 154, 50 at plus 255, 60 at plus 400.
You want to just take 60?
You want to ladder him?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I just feel like the secondary is going to, like, give up. I mean, after the first or two, second, three and outs, the Jets are going to implode.
Garrett Wilson, 53.5. Under?
Yeah. What do you think?
What is this play calling?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, like, what are we doing down here? Like, what is this play calling that we have going on?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Omar!
Can we step up here? Can we step up? Come on! Blue Rhino. The Browns will start Joe Flacco in Los Angeles.
No shot.
No shot, Joe says. No shot. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right. It is time for the Week 13 Carver and Lisi NFL selections. All right, Joe, down the stretch we come. You were 1-3-1 last week. That gets you to 28-19-2. Still extremely respectable. I was 4-0-1 last week. Remember, we had the extra game with Thanksgiving.
It was hot.
That nudges me past you here, 29-17-3 for me on the year. It's a new week, though, Joe. Let's get it going, week 13.
I'm going to go out to Foxborough. And I know they're catching 5.5 points. I know Bill Belichick is an underdog. I know Bailey Zappe getting the start. I get all that. And I know the Chargers always Charger. But I got Justin Herbert. I got a team that still needs to win. I have an offense that I can actually score points. Give me the L.A. Chargers minus the 5.5 over the gutless New England Patriots.
All right, Joe. I like the other side, but I'm not going after you there with that one. That's for sure. First game for me. Into the swamp at MetLife. The Atlanta Falcons coming in 5-6 now after beating the Saints last week. They now basically hold the NFC South in their hands. It seemed like last week Arthur Smith figured it out, and it's time to just give Bijan Robinson the football and let him run. They're facing Tim Boyle this week. Now, I know, it probably worries you because why the hell are the Falcons only 1.5 point favorites? Why? Tim Boyle is the quarterback. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't care. I'm taking the bait here. If Arthur Smith and the Falcons lose to Tim Boyle on Sunday, Arthur Blank should fire him on Monday morning.
Fire!
Because the Saints are going to lose to Detroit. And this is a chance for the Falcons to have a 2-game lead in the South as they head into the month of December. I just cannot see it anyway. I know Ritter could be a problem turning the football over, but they cannot lose to Tim Boyle. Falcons minus 1.5. Pick one for me, Joe.
All right, I'm going back to another road favorite. I like the Wiley veteran. I know he hasn't stepped up, but another thing I know is I bet against gutless head coaches. And Bill Belichick is gutless, and so is Mike Vrabel. He is not a good head coach. He was a good head coach when he beat the Patriots when Tom Brady was there. And he had Derrick Henry, and they knew their identity. But Will Levis is in nothing. Gardner Minshew could attack that secondary over the top. He hasn't stepped up, but Indianapolis fighting for playoff contention. I think they could attack the secondary. I believe in Minshew. He's a riverboat gambler, and that's more like me. I'm going to lay the 1.5 on the road. I don't care that Tennessee hasn't lost in Nashville. So what? They suck. Indy, minus the 1.5 over Vrabel. He's overrated.
Yeah, I know you don't like hearing it, Joe, so we'll go heads up here. I'm sorry. There's something about this guy at home, especially when he's a home underdog. We are going to have to take our shot with Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. Yes, haven't lost a game at home. They've played some bad teams at home as well. And I don't consider the Colts to be a great team. They keep getting hit over the head with another injury, another setback. Now they lose Jonathan Taylor. Zach Moss did a great job early in the year. But eventually, all this stuff's going to catch up with them. Road game in the division. Vrabel, 7-3. As a home underdog since 2021. We're going to make it 8-3 on Sunday. Titans, outright. Plus the 1.5 at home against the Colts.
I got two favorites, right?
Okay.
Make it a third. You know why? I love betting against gutless teams, and I know they're on a little bit of a heater. And I know he feels fast and loose. But you know what? I'm not buying it. I think Sean Payton, I think Russell Wilson, they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. That's right. Smoke and mirrors. They're just as good as a snake oil salesman selling a can of snake oil in encyclopedias on 86th Street. I got C.J. Stroud. I got the better quarterback. I got the better wide receiver core. I got an offense that could cook, baby. We're playing at home, laying 3.5. They got pushed to the limit. They should have went into overtime. They missed it. I think Russ is going to have to throw for 250-plus. He doesn't have it in him. Houston dominates, and I mean double-digit win over Denver. They bring Sean Payton back to life.
Yeah, you know, they won 5 in a row. They're just going to whack them this week, you know. Whack them. I'm sorry, Joe. Payton's changed his team around.
Yeah.
He really has. And the way that they're playing, the way that they're playing football right now, I don't think they're capable of getting blown out. Because everything is close to the vest. Everything is tight. Everything's down to the end. And that's why catching 3.5 points in this game is going to be so important for the Denver Broncos. I think they're going to win this game outright, by the way. I think they're going to go into Houston. They're going to beat the Texans. I think this has been a nice season for the Texans, a great first year for DeMeco Ryans, for C.J. Stroud and the crew. But I think as we come down the stretch here in the month of December, I think it's going to be a little bit too much for them. Whereas on the other side, the team that has been streaking a very impressive win streak for Denver with who they've beaten during this path. And they have guys who I know you like to spit. I get it. You don't like any of these guys. You're very emotional against Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. But guess what, Joe? They've been there before, and they understand when it gets to this time of the year what needs to be done. The guys on the other side do not. Denver, plus the 3.5, and yes, outright, they beat the Texans in Houston on Sunday.
All right, hero. You know what? Houston's fast and loose. Fast and loose. You just read, you react, you play the game of football. You look up, you got a double-digit win. That's all. No thinking involved. What do I do when it comes down to the nitty-gritty in college football? Who do I turn to? Tell me.
The bell cows.
Steady Eddie. You take those teams that are the blue chip stocks and they pay the dividend. Well, we got a big game in the link. And we got Brock Purdy coming to town and everybody's all American. Kyle Shanahan, CMC, the best running back since Walter Payton. Heck, put him in the Hall of Fame right now. I mean, hey, everybody knows San Francisco deserved to win. And if they didn't, the media would put them there anyway. Why? Because they love the San Fran 49ers. They love Kyle Shanahan. I said it before, I'll say it again. 49ers don't have the advantage at quarterback. They don't have the advantage at the wide receiver position. They don't have the advantage on the O-line or the D-line. And that's where games are won or lost. The bell cow is Nick Sirianni. The bell cow is Jalen Hurts. The bell cow is A.J. Brown in that front seven. They're going to be barking. They're dogs in this ballgame. I got a bunch of dogs on the defensive front. Give me Philly plus the 3, plus the 127. We knock out Kyle Shanahan right in the mouth. Philly, outright. Outright.
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't gonna pick this game. But I want to now. Just to heighten this a little bit more. I'm taking the Niners minus the 2.5 at the link against the Eagles just because of that big impassioned speech that you just gave about Philadelphia. I think this line is telling you Niners here. Minus 2.5, road favorites in the link. I think, Joe, the extra rest is going to be key here. I think that the Eagles are banged up in too many key spots. It does obviously worry me, Jalen Hurts. He's been the best on the planet so far this season in the NFL. But... I think the Niners are going to find a way here to go into Philadelphia and get themselves a win. Very small bit of revenge for what happened last year in the NFC title game. I do think, Joe, the Eagles will get the last laugh in January. But I think this week in Philly, the Niners will have their day. San Francisco, minus the 2.5, sets us up for 3 head-to-head games with the picks this week, which is really why I wanted to do it. All right, Joe, I got Atlanta minus the 1.5, Tennessee plus the 1.5, Denver plus the 3.5, and the Niners minus 2.5.
All right, I have the Chargers minus the 5.5, the Colts minus the 1.5, the Texans minus the 3.5, and I'll take that flat 3 with those dogs from Georgia. Give me the Eagles plus the 3, baby.
I got 2.5 here, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm not giving you 3.
You know what? I don't know. Give me one.
I'm not giving you 3, Joe. Go on. Go. We always do this. Whatever. When we're doing the show, whatever it says on FanDuel is what we always do.
All right. I don't want.
I'm not trying to cheat you here. It says 2.5.
I don't need the 3. Give me the 1.5.
I don't need to do that. We don't need to get involved in that stuff. I just want to make sure we all have the proper numbers here. That's all.
You text them to me. I'm watching everything.
Because there's a big difference between 2.5 and 3.
There's going to be no difference when Philly wins.
And at this very second, as we're doing this right now, they have San Francisco minus 2.5.
Perfect.
And I probably wouldn't be in if it said 3. I'm only in because it's minus 2.5.
Oh, you're a sharp. You're a sharp.
I didn't say that. Not what I'm saying. Not what I'm saying. Not at all. But that's just how we're rolling here, Joe.
And my power.
See, this is gonna.
17 point favorites in this game.
This is gonna gas you up here because this could be a.
Rankings.
This could be a very, very tough week. We got 3 head-to-heads here now this week, which is gonna make things very, very interesting.
I got the quarterback advantage in every one of them. Guy, tell me.
Yeah, we'll see.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Huh?
You have the quarterback advantage in every one of them. You have the quarterback advantage in every one of them.
Herbert, Minshew, Stroud, and Hurts. That's how I roll.
Hey, it's kind of like what you said all week long about the Pac-12 title game. I guess they shouldn't even play these games this week.
Why?
I mean, it's a done deal.
That's it, San Fran. Give them the title.
I'm saying Tennessee shouldn't show up at home. Indy's already won. I think Houston's already won, too.
Tennessee.
Denver shouldn't even get on the plane. Don't even get on the plane. So that's it. Don't even get on the plane.
Well, this is going to be good.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. I think, Joe, the only one that we did not mention, and I didn't bring it up because I thought you were picking the game, is the Sunday nighter in Green Bay. Kansas City visiting the Packers. Chiefs minus 6, 42.5 the total. I actually thought you were going to take the Packers, Joe, so I avoided it.
I was going to, but they got outweighed by the Eagles. I mean, I wanted to have the 3 favorites because I feel good about those.
You wanted the big impassioned speech that she gave. You wanted all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the speech was pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but that's what you were, you know, you wouldn't have had the same zeal if you had the Packers Chiefs game.
Shock and awe.
And you pulled me in because I would not going to pick that game unless you did.
Right. See, I'm like Ric Flair. Woo! Right?
Yeah.
That's it.
I was actually going to take
cage match now. I got you in a cage match. Maybe you see, I lured you in now.
You lured me in. I wasn't going to take it. I actually was thinking about taking the Rams as my other pick against
the
Browns.
Rams. So we're both
Rams minus 3.5 against Joe Flacco.
We should bet the Rams 50-1 to win the NFC.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Why? Are you afraid?
Because they're not going to win the NFC.
All they have to do is get there, Carver. They have the pedigree.
They got to work on making the playoffs first.
Well, after they beat the Browns, they'll be a step closer. We got Seattle reeling, Minnesota reeling. Just got to worry about Green Bay. Okay, Hero? Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Fair enough. Joe, big weekend ahead here. Enjoy it.
What
and I'll see you on.
Looking forward to most.
NFL?
Yeah.
Niners Eagles. It's too easy.
I can't wait.
Niners Eagles. Definitely not Falcons Jets. That's for sure.
I'm going to alt it.
Joe, I'll see you Monday for the Bengals and the Jaguars on Monday night in Duval County. Great job as always, Joe. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great weekend. Catch some tickets. See you Monday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.